morning. Welcome again to Mass. This morning, this weekend, the liturgical season of Christmas officially comes to a conclusion with the celebration of the feast of the baptism of Christ. If I were to ask you the date of your birthday, you would respond to me within a matter of seconds. But if I were to ask you, when were you baptized? You might not be able to answer as quickly. Do you know the date that you were baptized? There are many people today, even many baptized Christians, who have a great difficulty understanding who they are, what their identity is. Many people today struggle with finding out their purpose in life, why they're alive, what's the meaning of my life. And for some people, this struggle can become so great that they're immersed in this kind of depression and anxiety about living. I think that's what makes this feast of the baptism of our Lord so important and timely, is that Christ shows us through his baptism and gives us through our own baptism an entirely new purpose and meaning for being alive. I think too oftentimes we underestimate the importance of our baptism and what baptism means. Not long ago, a priest approached a young father and asked him, "You know your child's baptism is a serious step. Are you ready for it?" The father responded, "I think so. I think we're ready. We've cleaned the house. We've prepared ourselves for the guests." And the priest said, "Oh, no. I mean, are you ready spiritually? Are you spiritually ready for your child's baptism?" And the father said, "Oh, yes, I bought 3 bottles of brandy last night." I won't say if that happened here at St. Wenceslaus or not. We may wonder why Jesus had to be baptized. Why on earth would Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, have to be baptized? After all, he had no need of conversion. He had no need of repentance. He was sinless. So why did Christ be baptized? The entire mission of Jesus coming to earth, God sending his Son into the world, was to reconcile humanity with divinity. Christ was baptized in order for God himself to reach down to our level, to give us an example of how we ought to live, and to give us a new meaning and a new purpose and a new direction for life. Like you parents who oftentimes have to reach down, right, to pick up your child, to bring them up to you, so too it is with God, who reaches down to our own level to bring us back up. I'm sure you notice a familiar phrase in the gospel today that we hear at Mass that in just a few moments we're going to hear again. Those words of John the Baptist. "Behold the Lamb of God." By its very nature, baptism orders us towards the Eucharist. Baptism incorporates us into the church, the mystical body of Christ, and the Eucharist is the body of Christ. When we behold the Lamb of God, when we set our gaze upon this seemingly insignificant piece of bread, we are setting our gaze upon God himself, who humbled himself so much and who humbles himself so much for us today that he comes to meet us where we are in life.